Good evening, everybody. I'm here on behalf of thousands and millions of women in Nigeria. And basically, I'm here because of many women in the Republic of Ireland, in different hostels, Georgian Court, Kilmer Court, Kosseski, and Ashore. Well, I don't know how to start, but Nigeria today is not what it used to be 25, 30 years ago, where there was peace, safety, love, tranquility. But as it is, Nigeria is a no-go area now. It's not a country to look back and be proud of. From my own experience and so many other people's experience as women, politically, I think Nigeria has been sold into slavery. When you look at it from the concept of our grandmothers, it's been so bad that up till our own time today, our voices have not been heard as women. Maritally, we undergo a lot of torture, both emotionally and psychologically. And it's terrible. If as a woman, you are a life giver, and you are not given the chance to have a say in virtually everything that concerns womanhood, or talk less of issues with your children in particular, you know, you have a choice to choose a man you want to marry. That's just the best it can go. But you don't have a choice to talk when it comes to crucial issues with regards to circumcision, with regards to sexual slavery, with regards to your children's lives, particularly. A lot of us here have gone through a lot of traumatic experience, you know, in our own personal lives, which, when you look back, is torturing. I can give you an instance of a woman, particularly. I am that woman. I want to start from me because charity begins at home. I have been tortured and brutalized because I lost my daughter to circumcision in 2002. There was nothing I did not do. I cried. I screamed. I pleaded. You know, nothing was done. I thought, you know, everything will work out fine. But you see, nothing in Nigeria is perfect. If they tell you, take this tablet, two pills, if you even take one, it's dangerous for you because it could be fake. So they went on and on, don't worry, everything will be all right. My in-laws were assuring me. After my daughter bled and bled and bled and bled and bled. And I lost her, just like a chicken. They felt, but it was torturing to me because she came out of me. I know what it is to take the baby in my womb for 9 months and the agonizing pain of nurturing her till she was 5 and she just went away. That's not what I bargained for. Now, they want to take my next daughter, which is the only one I have. Supposing all my children were girls, I've got 4. That's how they'll be dying like chickens, and I'm almost reaching my menopause, you know. So I might not be able to have children again. And my husband will nicely go back and have another wife and continue, because he's a man. He has a say, So in Nigeria, women have no say. About another case of a woman who has been sold into sexual slavery because of poverty. Serious poverty. She was sold into sexual slavery. They told her she was going to be a hairdresser. She got to Europe. At the end of the day, she never knew what she bargained for something else. They told her to sell her body. And she opted to go back to Nigeria. They said they would kill her. Even if she goes back to Nigeria, her life was going to be endangered. So she didn't have a choice. She ran to Ireland for safety. A lot of women, maybe they lost their husbands, they are widows, you know. But they don't have a say. They can't even leave their husbands' homes, you know, because of the fact that they are scared of going into the outside world so that they will not be scorned at. It's either their husband's younger brother takes them over as the next husband and continues the marital journey. But it's wrong. But she doesn't have a say. So it's still going on as I'm talking to you till tomorrow in Nigeria. A lot of women, their daughters have been ordained to be priestess, you know, of a goddess or whatever. And they need to be circumcised. Circumcision is like a purification rite for a child to be accepted in a society, you know. It's part of their cultural values, but it's barbaric. And sometimes a mother needs to be circumcised, or a woman, before she gets married into a family, so that she can be cleansed. Otherwise, if she doesn't do that, they'll think she's maybe perhaps a prostitute, because they seem to believe that her sexual urge will be on the increase. So all these are, you know, barbaric, inhuman, and wicked, as far as I'm concerned. And as far as the government in Nigeria is concerned, I believe it's like an autocratic government. You know, the government of the few for the few. That's the way I see it. Obasanjo is amassing wealth for himself. The other day I was in Nigeria, economic and financial crime said they should declare their assets. A lot of them were running away because they said they have diplomatic immunity. What they have in banks stored all over the world is enough to share per person in Nigeria. Each person can get ₦1 million and we don't have to run anywhere when it comes to political and financial stability, but we don't get all that. Their wives gallivant from one place to the other, spending estacodes, spending money just like that. And we are the women suffering. When they want to do politics or, you know, political meetings, they come together, we support them, we talk out, vote for this, vote for that. But at the end of the day, nothing happens to us. So enough of the torture for women. So we are here in Ireland, not because we want to come and have fun. When there's a bombshell anywhere, you hear boom. A chicken cannot run. A female chicken cannot run because she has chicks. She has to look back to her chicks and walk slowly and use her feathers to gather them. We are women here with feathers. We want to cover our children. We want to make sure they dwell in safety, in harmony, in peace, and give them a life worth living. We've not had our mothers doing the same for us, but we want to be there for our children, even if it takes our lives. That's why we advocate that we are allowed to remain in Ireland. We are not just interested in social. We want to work, we want to take care of our children, give them an enabling environment, you know, so that we can advance. And we don't age remembering torturing experiences. And that is why I believe today, tomorrow, and for the rest of my life, that Nigeria is an unsafe place to be. Thank you very much.